No problem at all.
First thing I have to ask is, if you put GB aside for 1 second, how do you think this Olympics will be remembered?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, Danny, to be honest. It's definitely very different from London. To be honest, the sport has been absolutely fantastic. It's not been without its challenges off the field of play, I would say. There have been certain difficulties, but overall, I think it's been a fantastic Games. Rio's been a very welcoming city.
Yeah, it very much seems that way. And looking at GB as well, it's been an absolutely marvellous achievement to see them do what they've done and beating that London tally.
I know. I think it probably surprised a lot of people to be able to come to an away Games and be able to beat the tally from London. I don't think many were expecting that. But overall, across just about every sport, we've been fantastic and had great medal opportunities. And lots of people have come through that were perhaps on the fringes. People who were in London for the experience have come through and matured 4 years later and got themselves on the podium. It's been fantastic across just about every sport.
That's what I was going to say as well. It's just that the variation as well. It's not just dominating in a certain area, all the way from athletics over to the golf and in the pool as well. We've seen some fantastic achievements.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, even in trampolining, we got a medal there, which is extremely rare for us. There were medals, obviously, in the new sports like golf and rugby sevens. So pretty much everywhere you look, GP were popping up with the goods, really. So in terms of the British Games, it was very easy to watch because we were pretty much in contention all over. So, the team as a whole will be very, very pleased. And to get second in the medal table is an incredible achievement.
And just to look at the golf as well there, Matthew, because there was a lot of talk beforehand that some of the best players in the world had dropped out. And it's something I really want to keep an eye on as a golf fan as well. How do you think it's been taken? Do you think this is going to be something that maybe golf can build on in the Olympics now?
Yeah, I think after the success of this tournament, I honestly think that it will make a lot of the players who sat this one out think they've missed out, really. Come 2020 in Tokyo, they may feel that they want to be there this time, a lot of the top players. You know, there were a lot of excuses and reasons why these guys didn't fancy it this time, but Justin Rose was an absolute pleasure to deal with, really took it on and obviously did superbly for Britain and perhaps showed the way it should be done for the rest of the top guys. So I think 4 years' time, it's probably going to have more value on it than it did this time for a lot of the top players.
And another one of those sports that's only increased in value as well is rugby sevens, I suppose.
Rugby sevens was fantastic. I know rugby is not one of the sports that I massively cover, but rugby sevens was superb to watch, and I think it probably gave non-rugby fans a real glimpse into what the sport's about. It's very quick. It's very fast-paced, and obviously Fiji winning their first ever gold medal was a great thing to watch, and Britain are obviously strong in it and are set to be contenders again in 4 years' time, I would imagine. It seems to be a real success.
Yeah, very much seems that way. And talking of successes, one of the men that have taken the Olympics by storm, as he does every time, Usain Bolt, and he's another fantastic Games from him, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the sad thing is that it looks like it's going to be his last Games, and what a way to bow out, obviously, with another 3 gold medals. But, you know, the great man has sort of set the precedent now. If anyone can step up and beat what he's done, it's going to be an incredible achievement. He really bowed out in style in Rio, and just a shame he's not going to be with us in Tokyo in 4 years' time as it stands. But yeah, this was certainly Bolt's Games, and the people of Rio, the people of Brazil absolutely loved him.
And just for on an international stage for athletics, is he going to be missed almost just for his character as well as the records that he was beating?
I think so. I mean, there's so many great athletes around in terms of what they can bring in track and field, but in terms of what Bolt brings off the track as well, he's been so good for so long now. It's just, as you say, that charisma, that personality he brings into it. You know, that's why he's so popular as well. You know, take away the gold medals, people just love the guy. And, you know, it's going to be a big void to be filled. Hopefully other athletes can step up and add something. But certainly Bolt is immortal now. And in terms of what he brings to the sport, irreplaceable, really.
And just looking at one man who's taken British athletics by storm, another fantastic showing from Mo Farah.
Yeah, Mo, another guy that, you know, obviously we're going to lose soon. He's going to concentrate on marathons by the sound of it after next year. Mo to British athletics is unbeatable. I mean, he's our top athlete of all time now. And again, delivered the goods. You know, you look at it before the games and you wonder which athletes are going to come good. And you can almost put your house on Mo winning those two golds. It wasn't easy for him. He was tripped, he slipped, and it certainly wasn't without its challenges this time, but he just brought those two gold medals home, which I think we all deep down thought he would do, but he really makes it look easy, and it's certainly anything but.
Yeah, he certainly does. And looking at that closing stages as well, just finally, Matthew, we saw a little bit of a glimpse of what we could expect from Tokyo, the Prime Minister dressing up as Super Mario. I mean, that should be an exciting game. Looking forward to the build-up and the qualifying for that one.
Absolutely. Tokyo's segment of the closing ceremony was enjoyed by everyone, I think. And as you say, the Prime Minister as Super Mario, that blew everyone away, I think. That was certainly unexpected. It was a great segment. And I think everyone left the Maracanã on Sunday night genuinely excited by the prospect of Tokyo. Again, I think we can expect a very different games, different from London again and different from Rio, certainly. It was a real taster of what's to come. I think, you know, Tokyo will certainly be great hosts, as Rio have been. But yeah, I mean, that was certainly left everyone salivating, definitely.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to that and some more great action over in the athletics and all the other sports as well. Matthew, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Daytimes today.
Thanks for having me. Cheers, Danny.